This morning our text for the message is Matthew 28 verse 16 to 20.
今天早上我们的圣经经文是 马太福音 28章 16到20节。
Okay.
我来念， 11个门徒往加利利去， 到了耶稣约定的山上， 他们见了耶稣就拜他， 然而还有人疑惑， 耶稣近前来， 对他们说， 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了， 所以你们要去， 使万民做我的门徒， 奉父子圣灵的名， 给他们施洗， 凡我所吩咐你们的， 都教训他们遵守， 我就常与你们同在， 直到世界的末了。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to start the message with the story of a dear Christian brother.
今天我要用一个我亲爱的基督徒弟兄他的故事来做一个开始。
He passed away now, but he used to be with the government working as a teacher in the central part of Burkina Faso.
他已经过世与主同在，但是他生前是在政府的机构里面，他做一个老师，是在布基纳法索这个非洲国家的中部。
And he said that every Sunday he used to send his family to church.
他跟我说以前每一个星期天， 他把他的家人就送走到教会去。
But he himself would stay home.
他自己留在家里， 待在家里。
So he did that many times.
他一直这样子， 很久。
On one Sunday,
有一个星期天早上，
His family went to church and he was alone home, still in bed.
他的家人都去教会了， 他自己一个人在家， 然后他还在床上。
And he had a dream.
他就做了一个梦。
And he saw that Jesus came.
他看到主耶稣回来了。
And took the Christian up with him.
然后就是把所有人都带走了，跟与他同在。
And he was left the only one left by himself.
所以全家人只有他被留在下面。
He started crying.
他开始哭起来。
And then he woke up.
然后他就吓醒了。
He checked to see if his family is there at home.
所以他整个家里到处找， 看他的家人在哪。
He saw nobody was home.
没有人在那儿。
He continued crying, what's happened to me?
他就一直哭， 他说我怎么了。
And then he realized that today is Sunday.
突然他了解到今天是星期天。
And the family must be at church.
他的家人在教会。
So he said, starting from that day, he never missed churches.
所以从那时候开始，他没有一个星期天没有去教会的。Because
he doesn't want his dream to become a reality.
他不希望他的噩梦成真。In
our passage today,
今天我们的信息，
Jesus told the disciples to meet him after the resurrection in Galilee.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，在他复活以后要到加利利去见面。He
had something important for them.
他有一个重要事情。
So that's why we see three times Jesus telling them to meet him after the resurrection in Galilee.
这是为什么我们看到圣经里耶稣有三次告诉他们说你们要跟我在加利利见面。
First in Matthew 26, verse 32.
第一个是在马太福音的26章的32节。
Before his death, he told the disciples.
在他耶稣死之前，他就告诉门徒。
After I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
在我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。
A second time that after the resurrection in Matthew 28, verse 7.
第二次是在他复活以后，是在马太福音28章的第七节。
The angel told the woman who came to the tomb.
所以那个当时是天使告诉这些来到坟墓前的妇女。
He has risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him.
他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。
And then in verse 10 of Matthew 28, Jesus himself said,
然后呢，在马太福音二十八章的第十节，耶稣自己对他们说
：“Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee; there they will see me。”
你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
The meeting was an important meeting。
那是一个很重要的集会。
That's why they needed to be reminded three times。
这是为什么耶稣要告诉他们三次。
It is important to be where God wants us to be。
很重要的，你要到上帝要你到的地方。
The disciples, Jesus asked them to be where he wants them to be。
这些门徒要耶稣要求他们到他要他们去的地方。
We see that in John chapter 20,
我们看到在约翰福音的第二十章
Thomas
有一个叫多马的
was not with the disciples
他没有跟这些门徒在一起
when Jesus appeared to them
当耶稣向他们显现的时候
but praise God God is faithful and he gives a second chance
神总是给第二次的机会
and Thomas had a second chance he was able to see Jesus with the other disciples
多马有第二次的机会，最后他终于跟其他门徒一起见到了耶稣。
Because if we miss being where God wants us to be, we will miss fellowship, we will miss communion with God.
因为如果我们没有到耶稣要我们去的地方，我们会失去与神与耶稣相交的机会。
To maintain communion with God, with Christ, we have to be where He wants us to be. We have to do what He wants us to do.
要继续维持与神的相交与基督的相交我们必须到他要我们到的地方去做他们要我们做的事
The disciples had to be in Galilee and there they will meet Jesus
这些门徒需要去加利利在那里他们才可以与耶稣同在
He has something important for them
那他们会 要把这个当作很重要的
The important thing that he had for them
很重要的耶稣给他们的
is in verse 18, 19 and 20.
是在第十八、十九、二十节。
It's divided in three important things.
这段经文分成三个很重要的要点。
And verse 18, 19 and 20 is traditional called the Great Commission.
十八、十九、二十节，传统上我们说这个叫做大使命。
The Great Commission because it is as a message for the disciple, a very important message for them.
为什么叫大使命？因为这是对于门徒一个非常非常重要的一个信息。
The message that will give them their life purpose.
这信息给了他们人生的目的。
The message that will show them the reasons why they are here on earth.
这信息给他们如今还停留在这世界上的一个目的。
Jesus started by telling them all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me in verse 18.
一开始耶稣先告诉他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了
By saying that Jesus is telling them reminding them that he has authority as a creator
那这样告诉他们是告诉他们说我作为一个宇宙的创造者我有所有的权柄
As we are told in John chapter 1 verse 3
这是我们从约翰福音一章三节所看到的
All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Jesus has authority as the creator.
耶稣他的权柄是作为一个宇宙的创造者。
As we know, in Genesis, we see that man refused to submit to that authority.
而我们从创世纪看到人却不愿意顺服在神的权柄之下。
And before man, we know that Satan refused to submit to that authority.
在人之前，还有撒旦不愿意顺服在这个权柄之下。
But God is patient.
但是神蛮有忍耐。
God is good.
神蛮有恩典美
善。We are told that he's very he show mercy.
神显出他的怜悯。
And here by saying that he has all authority, it's not only remind them that he has authority as creator.
这里耶稣说我有所有的权柄，不只是说他是创造者。
Now he also has authority as Redeemer, as Savior.
并且他的权柄是他作为一个救赎者，他作为一个救主。
He has authority to forgive sins.
他有赦罪的权柄。
He has authority to give eternal life.
他有赐下永生的权柄。
And as one who has authority as Creator, as Savior, he is the Lord of the universe.
作为创造者，作为救主，他是整个宇宙的主宰。
So before giving the mission, before giving them the commission, it was important for Jesus to remind them who he is.
在颁布大使命之前，耶稣很重要的要提醒他们，耶稣是谁。
It's important for them to know really who he is.
很重要的，他们必须认识到到底他是谁。
He has authority because he is God.
他有权柄，因为他是神。
He is God.
他是神。
He has authority over the universe.
他有整个宇宙的权柄。
The disciple has to need to know that.
门徒需要知道这一点。
And because he has authority,
因为他有权柄，
he gave them a mission.
他赐下这个使命。
The mission to the nations.
是给万国的使命。
In verse 19,
在第十九节，
He told them, therefore,
所以，
go and make disciples of all nations,
去使万民做我的门徒，
baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit,
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
The mission here,
这使命
is making disciples.
是使万民做门徒。
Making disciples.
使人做门徒。
Because that's the main verb here, the main thing that is outlined here. Making disciples. Make disciples.
这是最主要的，在这里提到的就是使人做门徒。
That's the mission. That's the commission. That's the life purpose of the disciples.
这是使命，这是这些门徒他们生人生的目标。
The life purpose of anyone who accept Jesus as his Lord, as his Savior.
也是所有接受耶稣基督做主，做他的救主，他们的人生的目的。
A disciple is a follower, a learner.
门徒就是一个追随者，是一个学习的学生。
He followed his leader.
他追随他的带领者。
As we see in the case of the disciples, they left everything and they followed Jesus.
就像我们看到圣经中这些门徒，他们就舍了一切，跟随了耶稣。
And in Acts chapter 11, verse 26,
在使徒行传十一章二十六节
，We are told that the disciples of Jesus were called for the first time in Antioch Christians.
我们看到说第一次门徒被称为基督徒是在安提阿。
That is, people saw in them Christ.
所以因为那安提阿的人看到了，从他们看到了基督。
So they are called like Christ.
所以我们像基督。
Disciples.
就是基督的门徒，基督徒。
And that's what the disciples are commanded to do.
这是基督门徒们被命令去做的。
Make disciples,
使人做门徒。
Make people like Christ,
使人像基督。
Make people like Christ,
使人像基督。
So that the name Christians is very important.
所以基督徒这个名称是很重要的。
Although for a lot of people, they are called Christians, but it doesn't mean nothing to them.
有很多人他们自称为是基督徒，但是对他们没有多大意义。
It's mean being like Christ, follower of Jesus.
他的意思是使人 追随基督并且像基督。
They are also called witness.
他们也被称为基督的见证人。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you will be my witness.
在使徒行传一章八节他说你们要做我的见证。
In 2 Corinthians 5:20,
哥林多后书的五章二十节。
They are called ambassador.
他们被称为基督的使者。
Making disciples is doing the work of an ambassador.
使人做门徒就像一个大使一样。
The work of a witness.
为主做见证。
And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
在彼得前书二章九节。
Say that you are chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God.
他说你们被拣选是要去宣扬那招你们者的美德。
Chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God.
招你们去宣扬招你们那一位他的美德。
Who called us out of darkness into his own marvelous light.
并且把神的那个美好放到他的生命里面。
In sin, we are in darkness.
在最终，我们事实上是生活在黑暗里。
The world is in darkness.
整个世界在黑暗里。
But through the blood of Jesus, we can be free from sin.
经由耶稣的血，我们会被从罪里面得到释放。
Have relationship with God.
并且跟神能够建立关系。
As it was at the beginning.
这是一个开始。
In Mark chapter 5, verse 19 and 20,
在马可福音五章
，The demon possessed man,
这个被鬼附的那个人
，Jesus told him,
耶稣告诉他
，Go back home to your family, to your friends,
你回家去到你的亲属那里
，And tell them how much the Lord has done for you,
将主为你所做的是何等大的事都告诉他们。
And how kind he has been to you.
主是怎么样怜悯你都告诉他们。
Amen?
Amen.
That's our own situation.
那就是我们的情况。
We're under the power of Satan. We're under the power of sin.
我们原来是在撒旦的整个控制之下，我们在罪的控制之下。
The Lord has done great things for us.
神为我们做伟大的事情。
The Lord has shown kindness to us.
神向我们显示他的仁慈。
Just as the demon possessed man,
就像这个被鬼附的人。
We are called to go.
我们被神呼召。
And tell people.
我们去告诉人。
The great thing that God has done for us.
神在我们身上是做了何等大的事。
We deserve death because we are sinners.
我们应该要这样，因为我们原来是罪人。
We deserve to stay in darkness.
我们原来是应该留在黑暗里面的。
But God, in His love, in His mercy, has called us to Himself through Jesus Christ.
因为神因着他的爱，因为他的怜悯，他呼唤我们，宣召我们来成为经由耶稣基督来到他面前。
So that the mission we have is to proclaim what God has done for us.
所以我们所承受的使命就是去宣扬。神在我们身上做了什么事
？And what is ready to do in the life of every human creature？
所以告诉人说，他要在每一个被神创造的人身上要做的事。
So that the making of disciples，
所以使人做门徒
，is essentially the point of the existence of a church on earth。
是教会在这个世界上存在的一个主要的目的。
It saved us。From our sins through the blood of Jesus,
他借着耶稣基督把我们从最终拯救出来。
We are left here on earth for the only purpose of being a witness of Jesus.
神把我们还留在这个地上，唯一的目的就是去宣扬耶稣基督。
No other purposes.
没有别的了。
Being making disciples is the reason why we are here on earth.
使人做门徒是我们还留在世界上的。唯一的目的。
An important statement.
这很重要的。
Important mission.
很重要的一个使命。
The mission of every believer.
是每一个相信的人他的使命。
The mission of a church.
是教会的使命。
The mission of the disciples.
是门徒的使命。
Call to make disciples.
我们被呼召来去使人做门徒。
To proclaim the how good God has been for us and for the humanity.
去宣扬神对我们多么好，去宣传这个好消息。
The world nation, when we talk about all nations,
当我们讲到万民万国
，in the Bible, the first meaning is non-Jews.
在圣经上讲说万国，第一个提到的就是非犹太人。
That is also called the Gentiles.
我说外邦人。
But here,
站在这里
is not limited to non-Jews only.
不是只提到说非犹太人。
Because Jesus clarified his statement for us in Mark, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
因为在《使徒行传》一章八节里面，耶稣又仔细的澄清
，meaning that the world includes Jews and non-Jews。
里面提到说，包含犹太人跟非
犹太人。Because he said, "You will be my witness in Jerusalem."
因为他说，你们要在耶路撒冷做我的见证。
In all of Judea,
要在犹太全地。
In Samaria,
在撒玛利亚。
And to the ends of the world of the earth,
一直到地极。
So that the world nation,
所以这里讲到的万国
include every human being,
包括全人类。
For us, we tend to think that nations is limited to us only.
我们常常讲说，万国就是我们这个国吧。
Nations mean only our people, my people.
就是我们这些人，我们国家的人。
The first disciple they thought the same thing.
当时的门徒也是这样想。
For a while they stay in Jerusalem.
有很长一段时间，他们就留在耶路撒
冷。Enjoying fellowship.
他们有很好的团契生活。
Fellowship is good.
团契生活彼此相交很好的。
It's good for Christians to be together to fellowship.
这基督徒在一起彼此相交是非常好的。
But that's not the purpose.
但是那个不是目的。
That's not the mission.
不是我们的使命。
The mission is.To proclaim the glory of the Lord, what the Lord has done for us.
这使命是去宣扬，上帝多么好，他在我们生命中做的多么伟大的事。
So that we are told in Acts chapter 8,
所以我们到了第八章
that persecution came.
所以在第八章这个大迫害就开始了。
When persecution came, they had to leave Jerusalem.
当大迫害来临的时候，他们这些基督徒必须离开耶路撒冷。
Sometimes when we go through difficult times, that's when we understand the mission that we have, to, what the Lord has told us to do.
有时候我们需要经过一些艰难的时刻，我们才突然发现说，上帝到底要我们做什么。
They were in Jerusalem, everything was going fine. We're singing, fellowship, praying together.
生活在耶路撒冷。生活的日子是很好的，我们又赞美主，又敬拜，又有团契生活。
The Holy Spirit was moving among them.
这个圣灵在他们中间。
It's a good thing to fellowship.
这非常好的。
But don't stay there.
但是不要停在那里。
The world need to know what God has done for us. The world need to know what God wants to do for them too.
全世界需要知道上帝给我们的东西多好。上帝在我们生命中成就了多美好的事情。
So we are told a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem.
所以那里说有一个大迫害就临到了在耶路撒冷的教会。
To the point that the apostles has to scatter throughout Judea and Samaria.
所以所有的使徒必须全部散开，到整个犹太全地跟撒玛利亚去。
And as they go, they preach the word to the people.
他们走的时候，谁走就谁传，传开，把福音传开。
Throughout church history,
在整个历史里
we tend to forget the mission.
我们常常忘了我们的
使命。We are preoccupied by a lot of things.
我们常常被许多其他事情占据。
But difficulties comes.
当艰难来临
and then we understand what is our mission.
我们突然明白我们的使命是什么。
Not our own people, not myself, but others.
不是我自己的这个族群，不是我们自己，是要去看别人。
The neighbors, as Jesus put it.
也就像耶稣讲到的，你的邻舍。
The neighbors.
你的邻舍。
All nations.
万国。
And that means also children, men, women, everybody.
这也包括了儿童、男人、女人，
need,
每一个人
need to hear the gospel.
都需要听到福音。
There are many, many strategies that can be used to fulfill that great commission.
完成这个大使命有很多的策略。
In our case in Burkina Faso, we saw that if we focus on evangelizing the young people,
在我们的波吉纳法索的国家，我们的情况，我们发现说，我们来教育我们的这些很年幼的孩子
，evangelizing children,
我们把福音传给这些孩子
，it will open doors for us to reach also adults.
会把让我们有这个门能够打开，能够对成年人来传福音。
Based on the word from Proverbs chapter 22, chapter 22 verse 6.
从箴言22章的第六节。
Where we are told, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
A child here is not necessary to be seen as a kindergarten or even lower than that.
这里孩童不一定是指说只是幼稚园或更小的。
In the context of a Bible, of a book of Proverbs,
在圣经在箴言里面
，a child here is a time of immaturity.
孩童意思就是说他还没有成熟。
And from what we see in the Bible, it can go even up to 25 years old.
如果这样说，从圣经来说的话，可以一直到25岁。
That's why we are told that Jesus did not start his ministry until he was about 30 years old.
耶稣一直到30岁才出来传道。
As we see in the book of Numbers.
我们看在民数记。
And also in Deuteronomy.
在生命记。
That period from 0 to 25 or 13 is considered immaturity.
从零岁到25、30岁都被看作是还不成熟的。
People are not mature yet.
不成熟的。
So we are told that's the best time to train them, that's the best time to help them.
圣经告诉我们说那是来教育他们最好的时候。
That's why in Deuteronomy, God insisted that they should read the law to their children.
所以在生命记里面，上帝坚持说，你们要对你们的孩童，宣讲神的律法。
And secular research confirmed also that that period is also the time when people have not made decision yet. They are in the process of making decision.
在世俗的他们的研究也是这样说的，那个时候这些我们人还没有做我们最终的决定。
That's the best time.
那是最好的时候。
That we need to pray to reach those people.
我们需要为他们祷告，我们需要去找他们。
So that's a strategy that we see in the Bible.
这是我们在圣经里面看到的信息。
We start talking and we start building schools and so that we're able to reach a lot of young people.
这是在我的国家，我们开始建立学校，开始来接触到这些年幼的孩子。
Today, after 18 years, we are seeing a lot of them working in the church.
18年以后的今天，我们看到他们很多人长成，并且在教会里面做同工。
So that we are able to start with 18 and 16 churches.
所以我们因此可以建立16个教会。
The mission of a church.
教会的使命。
The mission that every Christian has.
每一个基督徒的使命。
Is to make disciples.
是去使人做门徒。
Is to make disciples.
使人做门徒。
The baptizing.
给他们施洗。
And the teaching.
教导。
Goes along with discipleship.
是跟做门徒。
Goes along with making disciples.
这就是做门徒。
Baptism.
受洗浸礼。
In the biblical context.
在圣经里面。
Is to surrender ourselves to Jesus, to God.
是把我们自己完全降服给神。
It said we are not, we do not belong ourselves anymore.
是说我们不再属于自己。
God is our owner.
神拥有我们。
We surrender to God our ownership.
我们把自己主权交给他。
He's our owner.
他拥有我们。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
We do not belong to us anymore.
我们不再属于我们自己。
So that's why Jesus can say in Luke chapter 14,
在路加福音的14章耶稣这样说
that if we do not renounce ourselves, we do not renounce our family, we cannot be his disciples.
就是说我们不放下我们自己我们不放下我们的亲友我们没办法做他的门徒。
So that baptism is very important.
所以浸礼是很重要的。
It's not just a social event.
不只是一个社会的一个事情。
We don't go through baptism to please other people.
我们不是去参加浸礼是去讨人喜悦。
We don't go through baptism to please our parents.
我不是去受洗是要讨我们父母的喜欢。
We go through baptism to show our commitment to Christ, our Savior.
我们去受洗是去显示我们献上我们自己给
神。To show what we belong to Him. We are His property, he can do with us anything that he wants.
去显示说，我们属于他，他拥有我们，可以做任何他要做的。
Not our will, but his will be done, in our lives.
不再是我们自己的意志，而是他的旨意在我们生命中能够实现。
As we go through baptism, we identify ourselves with Christ.
我们经由浸礼，我们与基督合而为一。
Today we don't have a lot of persecution in many parts of the world.
今天在世界上有很多地方是没有迫害的。
For the first disciples, they went through a difficult time, and to be baptized is like saying that you are ready to die.
但是对于当时的门徒，他们是有很多的艰难的。如果你要接受洗礼的话，意思是你准备死。
And as we know, many of them died.
那我们知道有很多地方是这样。
Because they are disciples of Christ.
因为他们是基督的门徒。
Making disciples.
使人做门徒。
That's our mission. That's the purpose of our life.
这是我们的使命，是我们人生的目的。
There is no other purposes than that. God, we are here on earth to make disciples.
没有别的人生的目的，我们在这地上还活着，是使人做门徒。
To talk.To other people, the wonderful thing that God has done for us.
是去告诉我们周围的人，上帝在我们人生中所做的美好的事情。
It is very easy to forget that.
很容易忘记的。
To concentrate just on one aspect of a Christian life.
我们常常会去过分注重基督徒生命中的一些东西。
Until difficult time comes.
直到艰难来临
we cry for revival.
我们向神呼求
because we find that we are not doing the will of God anymore. We are too concentrated on ourselves.
突然之间，我们发现我们没有在施行神的旨意，我们只是在做我们想做的。
Making disciples is our purpose, our life purpose.
使人做门徒是我们人生的目的。
And Jesus concludes his statement.
耶稣最后的结论是
By saying, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
I am with you. That's very important.
我与你们同在。
God told Moses, I will be with you.
神告诉摩西我会与你同去。
He said the same thing to Joshua.
他跟约书亚这样说。
To the nation of Israel.
他对整个以色列这个国家说的。
I will be with you.
我会与你们同在。
I will always be with you to the very end of the age.
我会永远与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
It will not be with us, sometime. And other time is not with us.
不会说我有时候与你们同在。
But we are told the whole.Of every day, as the Greek term means, the whole of every day.
每一天，全天，整个一生。
Whether we know it or not, is here, is there.
不管我们有没有感觉到，但是他是与我们同在的。
That's why he said that when two or three are gathered in my name, I am in their midst.
他说，当你们两三个人一起聚集的时候，我在你们当中。
He also said, whoever loves me will obey my teaching. My Father and I will come to him and live with him.
爱我守我诫命的，我会爱他，我与天父都要到他那里去。
It is comforting to know that God is with us.
这是一个很大的安慰，是想到神与我们同在。
As the children this morning sang at the children worship, God knows my name.
我们今天早上在儿童崇拜里面，我们谈到说，上帝知道我的名字。
God knows your name.
上帝知道你的名字。
Wherever you are,
不管你在哪里。
Whether you are doing His will or you are not doing His will, is there.
不管你遵行他的旨意还是你不遵行他的旨意。
He cares about you.
他都在那里，他在乎你。
He wants you to remember your life purpose.
他要你记得你人生的目的。
Making disciples.
使人做门徒
of all nations,
使万民做主的门徒
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
may we take it seriously,
让我们认真地面对
so that the great commission,
使得这个大使命
will not be for us the great omission,
不会是我们的一个 大忽略
so the great commission will not be for us the great omission,
希望大使命不会成为我们一个最大的忽略
let's take it seriously,
我们认真地面对他。
Let's continue to be involved in world mission.
我们继续地来执行普世的宣教。
That is the making of disciples.
就是使万民做我的门徒。
The making of disciples.
使人做门徒。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Can you pray?
感谢主，我们知道你与我们同在，不管我们是在顺境逆境，不管我们是遵行人的旨意或忘了我们人生的目的，你都与我们同在。谢谢主，你今天用你的话再一次提醒我们，呼唤我们知道主啊，我们人生的目的，再一次把这使命给我们。主啊，谢谢主，你再一次提醒我们，天上地下一切的权柄在你手中，没有什么事情是你所不能的。主啊，我们能够在你的手中将自己献给你，生命的主权在你的时候，主啊，我们能够为你成就，主啊，你所要成就的伟大的事情，这就是使人生命回转，使人生命改变，像基督。谢谢主的恩典，让我们承受这个美好的伟大的使命，也愿主帮助我们，不断提醒我们，也激励赐给我们力量。主啊，谢谢你的恩典，愿主自己的旨意成就在这个地上，在我们教会里，成就在我们每一个人的生命里面。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen.